This is the Come A Girl Daily podcast, written by Stephanie Bond. December 15th, Thursday. The door opened and admitted a young blonde woman who seemed vaguely familiar. My mind raced to identify her. Someone from my burlesque class? I don't think so. The instructor who passed my tell-all manuscript to a stranger? I remember her being dark-haired. Perhaps she's a visitor for Chandra Taylor, the unfortunate woman in the bed next to me, whose hordes of visitors had dwindled over the past few weeks. But when she walks directly to my bed, warning flags go up. More of them when I realize who she is. Trina, Duncan's ex-fiance. How did she get past my security guard?
"Remember me?" she asked. "I was the woman who was going to make Duncan happy. I was nice to you, Coma Girl, because I felt sorry for you. And I still feel sorry for you."
I focus all my efforts on moving my fingers over, over, until I touch the nurse call button. I depress it, and to my immense relief, a buzzer didn't sound. Instead, behind Trina, a light came on over the door. She stepped closer.
"Because you don't honestly think he's gonna stay with you forever, do you? Why would a man want a vegetable for a wife?"
She bent over my bed and put her face close to mine.
"You're just Duncan's charity project du jour."
The door opened and Teddy strode in.
"Who are you?"
Trina straightened.
Just leaving."
"That's a good idea. And don't come back."
Trina marched from the room. Teddy looked back to me, and I imagine my expression reflects the whiplash I feel.
"Are you okay, Marigold?"
I nod.
"Should I call someone? Duncan?"
"No," I croak. "I'm good."
Teddy nods, then leaves the room. But I'm not good. I'm not good at all.
Hi, this is Stephanie Bond, author of the Coma Girl Daily Podcast. If you know of someone who might enjoy the story, please share a screenshot. It's your support that helps to grow the Coma Girl audience. Thank you so much.